Chair, final nomination item will be Shane Birch from Donaldson Park with an update on some new training opportunities that we provided for a bunch of our newer and less experienced staff.
All right, thank you.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yeah, thank you.
Good morning, Chairman Olson, Commissioners, and Secretary Roebling. I'm Shane Birch. I'm the District Park Supervisor at Lewis and Clark Recreation Area, and I'm going to talk to you about an investment that we made in our park staff. Over the last couple of years, we've had a lot of new maintenance staff and park managers that have started their careers in state parks. The park manager and park maintenance positions are very diversified and require a working knowledge of many maintenance tasks. In July of 2020, I started working with the general manager of Regional Technical Educational Center in Yankton, or RTEC, to develop a course to train new managers and maintenance staff. RTEC is a nonprofit educational organization dedicated to providing high-quality, accessible, and affordable technical education and training opportunities for individuals and businesses in the Yankton region. With the aid of veteran maintenance personnel and regional managers, we came up with a training syllabus for the class. We then received approval from the division director to hold the class at RTEC.
You might ask that.
Can you guys see my screen?
No.
Okay. Hold on a second. Let's see. Chris, is there a way to take control?
I think I can do it.
We're working on a chain.
Okay, no problem.
Got us on the edge of our seats.
I think I got it, yeah.
All right. Jeff said he can see it now. So the training was held at RTEC in Yankton. Opened in 2001, RTEC was developed to train manufacturing workers in the Yankton area. The Yankton School District also utilizes RTEC for manufacturing trades instruction. The RTEC facility features an excellent welding training area, along with several classrooms and lab spaces. In the welding class, students gained experience in wire and arc welding. They also learned plasma cutting and oxyacetylene torch operation. There were four class attendees that had never welded before, and the class survey stated that they were able to get comfortable with welding and cutting operations. During the small engine training, students learned how 2- and 4-cycle engines operate. They also learned troubleshooting techniques and common engine repairs. In the fencing class, the park employees learned how to install different kinds of fencing and how to construct H-bracing for barbed wire fencing. The horticulture instructor covered tree identification, care, and pruning procedures, and students learned landscaping techniques and covered planting hardscapes and plants. Students learned how to operate voltmeters and test electrical circuits, motors, and campsite pedestals during the electrical training. For plumbing, the training focused on lift station operation and maintenance, installing copper lines, soldering connections, PVC and PEX water lines. They also learned all the new tools available in the trade. The construction class featured building design, estimating materials needed, and building principles. Students also learned deck building, siding installation, and door and window installation. RTEC General Manager Chantel Wright talked to the students about interpersonal communication and conflict resolution strategies. This training will be very useful in the real-world situations, whether in public or in the work environment. The last class the students attended was safety training. The instructor was the safety training officer for the Associated General Contractors of South Dakota. He went over a confined space entry, chainsaw safety, equipment loading, and anchor points, and discussed how important it is to practice safety in all park management tasks. Overall, the park maintenance staff and managers that attended the class enjoyed the diversity of training and the practical application in park maintenance. Each participant received a binder with beneficial information to take back the training to the park to utilize in their daily work. They plan to pass on the training to other permanent and seasonal staff they work with in their parks. There were a total of 20 park employees from parks across the state that attended the class. The following park positions were represented at the training: 6 park managers, 1 building maintenance supervisor, 1 conservation foreman, and 12 conservation technicians. The cost per student for the 2 weeks of training was $1,650. Are there any questions?
No, good presentation. Any comments or questions from the listeners? No, well done. That looks like that has been kind of fun training.
Mr. Chair, this isn't probably the most typical training that we send our folks to, but with the new folks that we get, some that have been exposed to certain trades but not others, you can see in the presentation before this that we cover a lot of country, whether it be with plumbing, electrical, welding, construction, and this is exactly what we needed for some of our folks to be a little more well-rounded. It gives them an opportunity to be successful in their position, and it also allows us to do more of those things that at the local parks that, you know, we don't have to rely on contract labor. We don't have to, you know, wait for somebody to get here to help us out of a bad situation. This is some of the best training, I think, that we can give our folks. It's a fairly significant investment, but I think we're going to continue doing it for those folks that we bring on, and we're going to allow them to be more successful and help their local area to be successful as well.
I think it's a great idea. If I could say, I bet a lot of homeowners wish they could take a class like that. That's excellent. Very good. I like it. Any other comments or questions? Commissioner Whitmire.
Yeah, thank you. That was a great presentation. Just kind of curious, do we have like a portable welder or anything so we end up with a pinch of a bone dock or I guess as he is being involved in agriculture, you never know what the next breakdown is going to be, right? But do we have access to some of those things? I think of welding as being something that, my gosh, if you're out there and you've got equipment, you better be ready to prepare Saturday afternoon.
Commissioner Olson, can I address the question?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Okay. We do have a portable welder, Lewis and Clark, and I know several other parks do, and it's needed. You know, a lot of outlying access areas that have docks and things that need repair, so it comes in handy, and it's good to have on hand.
No, I'm huge on training. What's the saying? The only thing worse than having a trained employee leave is having an untrained one stay. So. So, I think it's a good idea. Great idea. I encourage you to continue to do it from my standpoint.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
All right.